Carve your pumpkin and find yourself a costume, because this week's Discovery prepares for Halloween in Maine. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, it's hard to miss the decorations, costumes, and gigantic bags of candy that are prominently displayed at your favorite stores. Everyone is gearing up for Halloween. But in the audio version of author Leslie Meyer's Candy Corn Murder, one town's Halloween preparations turn deadly. The story finds the residents of Tinker's Cove, Maine, eagerly preparing for their first annual Giant Pumpkin Fest. For months, they've been pampering pumpkins for the weigh-in, and they've been planning their strategy for the Pumpkin Boat Regatta. But it seems that someone wants the festival to fail. What starts out as a series of troubling acts of vandalism soon turns deadly, and when her husband Bill comes under suspicion, local reporter and frazzled grandma Lucy Stone begins looking for answers. Now, Candy Corn Murder is Meyer's 22nd Lucy Stone mystery, so for her loyal readers, the latest installment will feel like a reunion with an old friend. For the rest of us, though, those who don't have a connection to the characters in their ongoing story, it's a frustrating read. Lucy spends much of the story grumbling about everyone from her grandson's daycare director to her husband's beer-swilling friend. At times, her complaints may seem justified, but her general attitude of disgust toward anyone who doesn't agree with her makes Lucy seem old-fashioned and arrogant. Meanwhile, though the book's focus occasionally shifts to the Giant Pumpkin Fest shenanigans, it still takes a while for the action to build. The initial crimes are merely pumpkin smashings. It isn't until halfway through the book that the mystery turns somewhat interesting, but even then, it moves at such a sluggish pace that readers may find it challenging to stay engaged. But is it worth hoping for a treat from this New England cozy? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Though fans of Lucy Stone's small-town adventures may enjoy it, newcomers may struggle to warm up to the character and her story. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Candy Corn Murder by Leslie Meyer is 7 hours and 42 leisurely minutes long and is available from Dreamscape Media. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.